Pope announces shock resignation in historic move. Vatican City. Pope Benedict XVI announced on Monday he will resign this month because of his advancing age in a fast-changing world, becoming the first pontiff in 700 years to step down of his own free will. The 85-year-old said he will step down on February 28th, after just 8 years in office, making his one of the shortest pontificates in modern history and stunning the world's 1.1 billion Catholics. The German-born leader made the announcement in a speech in Latin at a meeting with cardinals in his residence in the Apostolic Palace, with his frail voice barely audible as he read a pre-written text. "I have come to the certainty that my strengths, due to an advanced age, are no longer suited to an adequate exercise of the Petrine ministry," he said. As tributes poured in from across the world, the Vatican emphasized the former Joseph Ratzinger was not leaving due to any illness, despite speculation over his frail appearance in recent months. Vatican spokesman Federico Lombardi said he expected a conclave of cardinals to be held in March, within 15 or 20 days of the resignation, and a new pope elected before Easter Sunday on March 31st. "The pope caught us a bit by surprise," Lombardi said at a hastily arranged press conference. Cardinal Angelo Sodano, who was at the historic meeting with the pope, described the announcement as a bolt of lightning in a clear blue sky. Benedict's brother, George Ratzinger, told AFP he had known for a few months that he was planning to resign and was feeling the burden of his age. Vatican observers have already begun speculating over who could succeed Benedict, with online bettors tipping an African pope as the most likely. In the period between the resignation and the election of a new pope, the Catholic Church will be governed by Secretary of State Tarcisio Bertone. The closed-door conclave of cardinals is held in the Sistine Chapel, and its decision is famously announced with a puff of black or white smoke to indicate whether a nominee has been selected or not. The new pope is then announced immediately afterwards with the cry, "Habemus Papam," and appears before the crowds of faithful in St. Peter's Square.